in studio today with our monthly update from the Star Valley Arts Council. That's Executive Director of the Arts Council, Tim Hill, in studio today. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good, Duke. How you doing today?
Hey, doing all right. Appreciate the monthly update as always. And I guess right out of the gate, the big exciting thing, something that you and I have talked about for a number of months, and now it's finally coming up. That's World of Musicals.
Yes, yeah. We're super excited about this. This is a really exceptional group of performers. 10 to 11 performers, all Broadway level, Broadway caliber type talent. Incredible group. So we're really fortunate to be able to have them come. This is not a cheap show. This is what we call our big ticket show for the year. It cost a considerable amount of money just to get them here, not to mention just, you know, hotels and food and everything. So fortunately, with the help of grants and things, we've been able to make that happen. And so we're really excited to bring them here on February 11th. At Star Valley High School. So we're really excited. 7 p.m. on the 11th.
So tell us what this is. You mentioned Broadway performances, but it's not a Broadway play. It's kind of it's like a highlight show,
yeah.
Right? It's like the best of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's the world of musicals. So you know, you kind of picture them, you know, singing a variety of really well-known Broadway hits, musical hits from Broadway. And they kind of blend it into this really, just really fun, really entertaining, super family-friendly show. So, and in fact, so they sent us a list. I was just trying to pull it up on my phone so I could read the different performances that are going to be performed that night, because we've got that now. So, I mean, it's everything from Wicked, Phantom of the Opera, Les Mis, Sister Act 2. I don't know if people out there will know, I am the very model of a modern major general, but it's one of my like personal favorites from Pirates of Penzance.
Okay.
Anyway, they're going to perform that. So it's really just going to be a really exciting show. Once I saw the lineup of songs, I was like, everybody's going to love this, because everybody can look at that list. And 8 out of the 10 performances, they're going to be like, oh, I love that song, right? Oh, I've heard that musical performance before. So it's really going to be a real treat.
And just to emphasize again, these are the real deal. I mean, these are the Broadway guys themselves.
They are. Yeah. This show is $10,000 to bring here. So, I mean, they don't mess around, and they're exceptional talent. So we're just really excited to have them come.
Coming February 11th, 7 o'clock p.m., Star Valley High School. Tickets still available online?
Tickets are available online, starvalleyarts.org/events. You can read more details about the show. I'll be putting up the lineup today of all the different performances that people can hear. Tickets are $25 for an adult pass, $15 for youth. Then if a child can sit on your lap, they're free. So definitely one of our more expensive shows for the year, but that helps us to cover some of the additional costs in addition to booking them. It helps, frankly, raise some money for the Arts Council as well. So
absolutely,
it's a show you don't want to miss, for sure.
I'm looking forward to it. So that's happening February 11th. That's a Saturday night, Star Valley High School. Details and tickets at starvalleyarts.org. Tim Hale in studio this morning, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Let's talk about the board that runs the Arts Council.
Yeah.
Sounds like changing things up a little there.
Yeah, we've decided after some discussion over the last year or so, we talked about changing up our regular board meeting time. Up until recently, we were meeting at 9 a.m. The first Thursday of each month. And for self-employed people like me, or retired people like some of our other board members, that works fine. But for other people in the community that really want to get involved, but they have that 8-to-5 job, or they're watching kids during, you know, whatever the case may be, that 9 a.m. time was made it difficult. So we've decided to kind of do a test run. We're now meeting the first Wednesday of every month. So not the first Thursday now, but the first Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Afton Civic Center. We always have a Zoom link available, so people are welcome to join us, hop in the Zoom if they want, or come to our meeting. And you can just come, or if you'd like to consider becoming a board member, let us know, and we'd love to consider you.
And one thing we've talked about before, the time commitment is really whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, there's a variety of things that board members can do. We do have a list of kind of expectations of board members. You got to make sure that they're attending meetings pretty regularly. We have them help kind of be the lead or the co-lead of a certain event. But oftentimes our board members will say, oh, I love this event that you guys do, or I want to do this thing. And in that case, they're happy to be the lead or the co-lead for that, because they're really passionate about it. So some different responsibilities there, but, you know, it's a blast. I think we're a really fun group. We're a bunch of art nerds, so we're quirky, right? I'm Val Chadwick Bagley. I mean, need I say more, you know? Just kidding, Val.
Yeah, I love it.
So it's a lot of fun. Really great group.
Absolutely. Well, let's get back to some of the upcoming events. You have World of Musicals February 11th, but it sounds like things are finalizing for Children's Summer Theater Camp to return this year.
Yeah, we kicked this off last summer, and it was a huge success. We had about 35 kids participating. We did Moana Jr., the musical, performed at the Ford Theater for four performances, I think.
It's fantastic.
And it overlapped with the Freedom Festival, which worked really, really well. So we're going to do that again this year. So we know it's going to be kind of late June as far as when the performances are. We're still waiting for final word on when the Freedom Festival will be held in downtown Afton. But then the camp itself is really a month-long course or training that's put together by Teresa Boson and Tina Crowder. And so your kids get vocal training, performance training. It's a big commitment for that month. And then at the end of that month, they get up and perform Willy Wonka Jr., which will be this year. So that'll be a lot of fun. And so we're really excited to bring that back again this year.
That's going to be fantastic. So details pending and coming as far as sign-ups and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. The wheels are already in motion. Tina's really on top of this. And just stand by for more information. Our website, email, you'll see it out there.
Not directly correlated with the Arts Council, but you guys are always helping promote the other arts in the community. And Star Valley High School has an exciting musical this year again.
Oh, man. We love the high school musicals that they do here. We love supporting them. They're doing Cinderella this year. So, we just always like to give a shout-out to what they're doing. Incredible way to support kids. It's always a free show. I don't think they're allowed to charge for tickets. So there's sponsorship opportunities to get your business in an ad. And those dollars go directly to helping to continue to support musicals into the future at the high school. So you don't want to miss this. Cinderella is going to be great. So check it out. It's March 16th through the 18th, I believe.
It's Tim Hale in studio this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI. And again, details on the Arts Council and the upcoming World of Musicals February 11th can be found at starvalleyarts.org. Tim, anything else?
I think that's it. I'm out of breath. That's right. That's good.
Yeah, perfect. Tim Hale, Executive Director of the Arts Council in studio on the SVI Radio Network.